Tour Junkies.
What's going on, golf addicts? Welcome to the Rocket Mortgage Classic 2021 betting picks and preview show. We are the Tour Junkies. I'm your host, DB. I got Pat Perry with me. He's still riding the heater, folks. Let me just tell you, he's still sparking it up a little bit. He's still a little sparky over there with his little hot stuff going on. Still winning some stuff and some money and making good picks and playing golf all over the world and just living his best life over here. Presented by our friends at FantasyNational.com. That is our one-stop shop for anything related to betting on golf. If you're betting on golf at all, if you're spending like, I don't know, like if you're spending like $13.50 a week on golf, then you need to have a FantasyNational.com membership. Now, Pat hates odd numbers, so I know that probably is driving him crazy right there. But if you're spending, an amount of money, then you need to have a Fantasy National membership. It's who we've used for years now. It's the only place we trust. All the data, licensed to them by the PGA Tour, so you know it's good. They've got everything you need. All the stats, all the recent form, all the course history, head-to-head matchup simulators, all the stuff you need for DFS if you're doing that. It's the place to go. So head over to FantasyNational.com/TJ, and you get 20% off when you tell them that the Tour Junkies sent you. Thousands have joined Fantasy National over the years and are making a butt ton of money. And that's a real actual amount. And speaking of butt ton of money, we actually had a lot of people in the Nut Hut last week win some money. Shout out Bryce Moore, who won 15K. Another guy with a weird name in the Nut Hut that I don't know what his name actually is. He won like 25K. We had a bunch of folks win some money. It was a good week. On this very show, we touted, you touted specifically, but you stole him from me in the DFS show, prior. But you touted Harris English at 50-1, the old hairy dog, DGD.
Yeah,
He pulled it off in the most boringest pillow fight of a playoff between Kramer Hugecock and whatever his girlfriend and his mom and his dog and his niece and
Sam
nephew.
Burns. Don't forget Sam Burns is with him.
You know, the new Ricky Fowler, I guess, over there. I mean, he just had everybody. He's less people at Thanksgiving than he had there, which is great for him. I mean, good. I'm sure he's a good kid. You know, William Lanier on his bag, actually. We didn't even talk about that.
That was pretty cool. Yeah, he used to be on Wesley Bryan's bag, won a tournament, won the Heritage on Wesley Bryan's bag. Augusta Boy, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, he's been on the show before. We actually interviewed him years ago. He lives right down the street. Good dude. William Lanier's a good dude. I was kind of hoping William might get the win there. But anyway, that's enough of the Travelers Championship. I do want to thank everybody who's watching live on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, please give the video a thumbs up. That helps us out. Subscribe to the channel as well. And comment something. I don't know, Pat. What should they comment? Yeah, I always have to think of these things. You don't ever have to think of these things. You just sit here, show up, drink, and do your thing. What should the people put in the comments on the betting show?
Well, you know, I think that they should put in the comments the lowest owned player that they feel like can finish in the top 10 this week.
Okay, so you're asking the betting show people about it.
Sorry,
DFS
the betting
question.
Show. How about the longest odds player that finishes in the top 10 this week?
Longest odds player to finish in the top 10. Comment that. Put that in the comments. There you go. Look at Pat thinking on his feet right there, huh? What's a podcast juice? Are you on another triple IPA? It was a triple IPA in the first show.
Yeah, another triple IPA. I'm doubling it up on the triples.
You're doing a sextuple IPA night tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Am I right on that? Is it six? Is six a sextuple thing? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Can anybody confirm? Whatever. Anyway, so you're doing the IPA. Okay, I've got a little Wild Leap and some soda here with a lime. Shout out Wild Leap Brewing Company. Speaking of Wild Leap Brewing Company, Pat, I do need to tease this for next week. Next week, on the DraftKings show, we are going to have a brand new segment, and it's going to be a segment that happens a lot, maybe not every week, but frequently. It's called Nut Up or Shut Up, and it's going to be a game show, a trivia game show. And we're going to pull in a live viewer on YouTube, on camera, on the mic, and they got to be a Nut Hut member. We're going to select them from the Nut Hut batch of people watching live on YouTube. And we're going to play a quick game, quick trivia game. It's going to be fun. It's going to be golf related. We're going to have a good time with it. And we're going to get prizes for you guys every week. There's going to be, every time we do it, there's going to be great prizes. And next week for the first one, our friends at Wild Leap are going to send the lucky contestant. If they win, we're not going to send them anything if they don't win. If they don't win, like, I'm not sending them shit. This is not like, you know, 5-year-old T-ball. I'm tired of that. If you lose, you lose. But if you win, Wild Leap is sending people some liquor and beer next week. I'm excited about it. Nut up or shut up. Oh, yeah. Our boy Daniel Beta, Aussie DB is what I like to call him. That's a great emoji combo, Daniel. That's a nut and a emoticon with a zipper over his mouth. That's a great. I love a good emoticon. What do you call that? Just a pat. You don't know, do you? Because you're not paying any attention. Like, I love.
I do know what emoticon is.
No, but I mean a good combo there, like where you say nut up or shut up. You know, he can't. He's got the nuts and then the zipper over. That's real good there, Aussie DB. Congratulations to you. So you're not going to want to miss the game there. Don't forget also, in a couple weeks, live on the Open Championship podcast, I will be getting a part of my body waxed live on air by my wife because I lost a bet to Pat. So that's fun. Moving right along, for the Rocket Mortgage, this is what we're going to do here. If you want a full course breakdown, if you just get all hot and bothered whenever you hear Pat talk about grass types and, you know, fairways and just, you know.
Sexy talk. Sexy time, I like to call it.
Yeah. If you like all that, then you can go over to the DFS show and listen to it. We're not going to get into all that and repeat all that for this show. But we'll talk about the stats that are important to us as we kind of talk through some of these players and names that we like. We're at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. It's only the third year that we've seen it at Detroit Golf Club. Now, Detroit Golf Club's seen a lot of rain lately, so we do know it's pretty soft. That's word on the street. Pretty soft golf course. But it's been two really different years. The first year they played here, Nate Lashley. Nobody Nate. Monday qualified into the event and then won it. Okay? And a lot of books didn't even offer odds on him. He wasn't in the DraftKings player pool if you played DraftKings that week. And he won. So the books that did have him had him anywhere between 350 and 400, 450 to 1. And then last year, you had Bryson show up and just totally obliterate the place. Cutting corners, didn't care if he was in the rough, didn't care if he was in the fairway, just butchered the place, just manhandled it like he does. And won at like 7.5 to 1. So in 2 years, we've seen about as, I mean, literally, you can't get further than the guy who's here only because he Monday qualified and the betting favorite. You just can't get any different. I just checked before the show, the winning totals line on most sportsbooks right now is 23.5 under. So this is going to be one of those events where you're going to have to make a buttload of birdies. And Eagles, there's going to be a lot of scoring. The books think this is going to be a scoring fest. And when that happens, we know that it could really be anybody's game. So, you know, Pat, I think I'm going to give you some names in the mid-range, but honestly, I feel like when it's all said and done, it's going to be like a one name short, couple, maybe two names in the shorter to mid-range, and then it's just a bunch of darts. It's going to be a bunch of two. Dude, my betting card, it's going to take me for, I'm not even going to write up all the names. It'll take me forever. I'll have so many like $2 bets and $3, $4 bets using my $50 allotment on the betting card. It'll be ridiculous. It's just going to be one of those weeks where I feel like it could be crazy. Bryson could also just run away with it again. I don't know. What are you kind of thinking in terms of where the card's going to shape up for you? Now, this is a Monday, so.
Yeah, for me, I think there's a big range that I like, really, from like 70 to 1 and over. I mean, there's a few guys on the shorter end of that, but like 70 to 1 to like 110 to 1 is kind of my sweet spot right now, where I think I'm going to get the guy. But
okay.
Other than that, I do think, you know, there's some good value in some top 10s and some top 20s. But yeah, so that's where I think it's going right now.
I really like the long shots in the top 20 market. I mean, I like that anyway. Every week I like that, but I especially like it this week. That could be good. I also like that our boy Nick A, who's in the YouTube chat, says the podcast juice is flowing. He's got him a Woodford Old Fashioned with an orange slice, and he's ready to win some cash.
Yeah,
I like that.
That's how you win. That's how you win, Nick A.
That is. That's
okay? You do this show right, okay?
Yeah.
We don't need to be the only ones,
no,
you know, with the podcast juice flowing. You guys should be flowing with the podcast. And now, unless it's like 7 in the morning and you're on your way to work, you don't need to be flowing with the podcast juice. But if you're listening to us live right now,
yeah,
flow that shit.
Yeah, flow that shit. Or maybe you're recovering and you don't need to relapse. You probably don't need to listen to this show. But yeah, anyway, here we are. It's going to be a scoring fest. I'm excited about it. Before I get into it, I do have to remind everybody, we've been talking about our friends at Caldera Lab and the good stuff they're doing for your face, the good stuff they're doing for your body skin, you know, that part of your body cover, your body costume, also known as your skin. You got to take care of it. It's the only skin you got. It's the only thing you got, man. And you're out in the sun. You're letting the sun eat it up and tear it up and put all like dots all over it and stuff. And our friends at Caldera Lab can take care of you. So if it's dry skin or acne scars or you're just wrinkly, you're getting old and you need to firm it up a little bit, you need to tighten it up a little bit like Pat needs to on a couple of areas, the good is a multifunctional face serum that our friends at Caldera Lab have. And it's fantastic. But they got all kinds of stuff. But that's just one of them. Okay, that's just one. In just a couple weeks, your skin will feel smoother and firmer, we promise. Pat promises. The good is where it's at. They got clinical trials that just prove it works with everything. All skin types, if you got a beard, if you're bald, dry scalp, wet scalp, medium moisture scalp, you keep it nice and shiny and moisturized with the good. You can try it risk-free 100%. 100%. $9.99, 100. Risk-free, no risk. Now, if you're listening to this show, you like risk. But if you're buying something like this, you don't want risk, and they take it away from you. If you don't love it, they'll refund you in full. And listeners of the Tour Junkies podcast are going to get 20% off your first purchase at Caldera Lab. Your first Caldera Lab purchase, go to Caldera Lab. That's CalderaLab.com. Use discount code Tour Junkies at checkout. CalderaLab.com. Discount code Tour Junkies at checkout. You know, help them out. Help them out. Supporting the Tour Junkies, you guys support them. And get your face right. Get your body costume okay. All right, Pat. I'm excited about the show tonight. We're going to talk about Outright's top 20s. You know, are you done texting? Do we need to wait, or do you need to continue sending text messages?
We're good. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. At the end of the show, we're going to have our Let Them Hang predictions, where we get real ballsy with it. We have hit one of those. We've only been doing it like 3 weeks. We've hit one. I hit one. We both whiffed last week, but that's okay. We're supposed to whiff on these. I got a really fun one tonight. In fact, I was putting it in tonight and in the captions, and producer Sam saw it and he went, "Ooh." Like it kinda surprised him or something. It just got him in his surprise spot. And he got real he got real happy about it. So I think that's gonna be fun. And then at the end of the show, I'm doing Just the Tip. And I'm gonna bring it on Just the Tip tonight. And you're not gonna like it, Pat. So there you go. That's a tease. That's what they call a tease in the biz.
Okay. All right.
All right. We're talking the favorites up to 25-1. Obviously, you got the big guy. Bryson's kind of leading the way, doing his thing. He's at like 7-1, 8-1, some places, whatever. Don't want any of that because I'm just not a sissy, so I'm not going to do that. The only name in here at 25 up to 25-1 that I kind of like is I think he's on points bet. I'm pulling it up right now because I forgot. I think it's Hideki. Is he 22-1 on points bet?
He is
22-1 on points bet. Hideki Matsuyama. I talked him up on the DFS show. The irons continue to crush for Hideki. He's played really well here the last couple of years at the Detroit Golf Club. Now, you know, course history here is whatever. You know, they've only played here twice, very small sample size. Last year, 2020, you had a lot of guys still coming off of the COVID thing and finding form and figuring out which end of the golf club to hold. But so I'm not counting it too much. But when you played it as well as Hideki, I like it. And at 22-1, I really like it. So I think there's good value there with Hideki. And that is it. I don't want anyone else here. Now, we do usually pick a play in here that we want to stay away from. That play for me is going to be Webb Simpson. He is at 19-1 on DraftKings or 16-1 on PointsBet. You know, Webb I think Webb could be an interesting DFS play. You know, I think he could, I think he'd make the cut and maybe finish top 10, maybe top 15. The form is not where I'd like to see it for Webb to then sweep in here, not playing well. He didn't play, he missed a cut at the US Open. We had his caddy, Paul Tesori, on the show. Paul talked about how he had the neck injury. Then he got the flu really bad. Then he goes to the US Open, misses the cut miserably at the US Open. I just don't see any reason to bet him outright to win. If you want to bet him top 10, whatever. I wouldn't do it, but I think Webb is the safest stay-away play in this range.
All right, well, I agree with that, so we'll go ahead and get that out of the way. I'm with you on Webb and just staying away from that. I have two plays, though, here. One is Hideki, just like you. I like him at 22-1. And then I like Willie Z at 25-1, right on that number there. I mean, look, well, he's at 26.5-1. So I cheated a little bit.
Yeah, dude,
one.
What are you talking about? You're already skipping ahead.
Well, he dropped down from when I was talking about him.
He'll be at 25-1 by the time people are listening to this.
Sorry, he was 26. He is 26.5. He's 25-1 on points bet. But anyway, I don't
take
care.
Take him on the shorter number just to get him in the range.
Yeah, love Willie Z this week. I mean, the guys, I think this is the week he wins. I'm calling it. I think this is the week he wins. He is my favorite play of any player about to hear from me. I think Willie Z wins this week. So there you go.
Who's your stay away play?
I mentioned it.
Oh, Webb. Oh, okay. Yeah. Nick A brings up a fun thing. This is a Nick A show. Hank Lebioda can go low, which I agree with. Beautiful odds for each way. Now,
yeah,
we don't get to play each way.
We don't get to do those.
God, I wish we did. You know, I mean, each way would just be so nice. But we don't get to do that. You guys can do that in like Canada and Europe and I think Australia. I don't know. Let me know in the chat. I'm not sure. We can't do that here in the US of A. Hell, most of us can't even bet anyway. But here we are. So yeah, each way numbers are fun. I mean, any of the guys we mentioned, if you want to take them each way, you can. All right, let's get into this more mid range here. 26 or you know, up to 75-1.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I'm just not. I just don't love it, you know. My favorite play for sure, and which is it's in the shorter side of this is Jason Kokrak at 30-1 on DraftKings. You can get the better number on Kokrak right now. I know he missed a cut at the U.S. Open. I'm gonna kind of throw that out. You get a major championship, especially a guy like Kokrak who hasn't played in a lot of those, and you see him. It's a tough course, and you see a miscut. I don't think that's a huge deal. He won the Charles Schwab a couple weeks before that. He's won twice this year. He's long off the tee. Great ball striker. He's played here once in 2019. Finished 29th. Whatever. Irons are still really, really good for Kokrak. 30-1 is an interesting number. Could he win twice in his last three tournaments? He could. Is it likely? No, but I like the number. I guess I'll go to... I like Doc Redman. I don't love the number. He's 55-1 on DraftKings. Like, if it gets below... I don't even like 55-1, honestly, that much. I'm just giving you a name in this range, so he's not one of my favorites. But I do think Doc has played well at this golf course. He likes a course that you don't have to be super long. For a young guy, you would think a young guy named Doc Redman would hit it a long way. He doesn't. He's a very much like total driving guy. Long enough, hits a lot of fairways, but the irons have really been solid for Doc lately. So 55-1 for him, I don't mind at all. He's also plus 225 as a top 20. I like that. Yeah, Doc Redman, that's it for me. Yeah, and Sam, producer Sam, says he's 40-1 on points bet. That's Doc Redman's 40-1 on points bet? I do have a couple names I'm going to give you here in a minute in the next range that have major gaps between DK and points bet that you might want to pay attention to. Yeah, so he's 40-1 on points bet right now, 55-1 on DraftKings. I would not touch him anywhere if he drops below 55-1, obviously, honestly. If he gets shorter than that, I'm out. That's it for me.
All right. Well, I got a few guys in here that I like. I'll start with Kiz. I do like Kiz at 35-1. I think that's a good number for him. We saw him play well last week. This is a course that he likes. It sets up well for him. So I like Kiz. I think you could probably get him even longer, maybe somewhere else. I think Points Bet may have him at 40-1.
And I think he's 35. I think 35-1 is the best number. But I want to stop you there with Kiz, because we talked about him on the DFS show. And I kind of push back on you a little bit with him. Obviously, it all comes down to the putter for him. He got super hot with the putter last week. Shot two rounds of 63. Gained 7 strokes putting. I think I'd rather bet him. Oh, no, he is 40-1 on Points Bet. So he's gotten longer, because I looked at him this morning. This afternoon, he was 30. So he's 40-1 on Points Bet. I actually think I would rather – I think I'd rather bet him to win than I would play him in DFS. I feel like in DFS, he's more – Kiz is going to miss the cutter. He's going to get he's going to keep the hot putter and could run away with it. So I don't mind the outright bet. I like the outright bet.
Well, another guy in that same kind of, you know, thought process is Charlie Hoffman. He's at 50-1 on Points Bet. I think he's going to be highly owned in DFS because he just has been lately, with the way he's been playing and everything else. But I like that number at 50-1. And then also Gary Woodland is at 55-1. I love that number. He's at 55-1 on Points Bet. I think that's a great number for him. I mentioned him on the DFS show. I think this is a good course for him. He's great at ball striking right now. His approach play is fantastic. So I think Woodland at 55-1 is also another good number. And that's pretty much it up to that, for me, up to that 75-1 range.
Gary scares me, man. He definitely scares me. But yeah, it's one of those weeks. A lot of things can happen. He's obviously got plenty of win equity when he's in it. So I get it. Yeah, that's it for me in this range. So now we're getting into the long shot. I mean, this is what I'm saying. Like this field, this tournament, the scoring conditions, the field, the golf course could produce a ton of long shot potential winners. Or Bryson could just run away with the whole thing and we're all screwed. So this range, up to 125-1. So anything longer than 75-1, and up to 125. There's a couple names in here that on other books much, much, much shorter. For example, I might jump around here a little bit. At 100-1 on DraftKings, Sepp Straka is 100-1. He's 70-1 on Points Bet. Considerably shorter over there on Points Bet. Now, Sepp loves this place. Apparently, he's played very well here in just two. And he's played here both years. Sepp Straka finished 11th and 8th. He's coming off a top 10 at the Travelers. Like, he hits it a mile. I think he would take the Bryson approach. He can feast on these par fives. I think Sepp Straka, you need to get him at 100-1 on DraftKings before that gets knocked down, because I think that's for sure. I think DraftKings is going to wake up on that one and get a little shorter for old Sepp. And he gained strokes on those putting surfaces. It's kind of a bent POA mix this week. He gained strokes on both of those surfaces. He does those quite well for a Southern, I guess, well, he's not a Southern boy, he's from Austria, but he played at UGA. Listen, UGA pounds out winners when it comes to golf, so just know that. He found something with the irons. The irons clicked at the Travelers, gained 5.4 strokes on approach after losing like 3 strokes solid for the previous like 6 weeks. So something happened with old Sepp, and I want to be around to watch how it goes down this week. Would love an each-way bet, by the way, on Sepp Straka. God, that would just... that'd be good. Another guy, I'm going to jump around, another guy who... considerably longer on DraftKings and Points Bet is Danny Willett. I talked about him on the DFS show. He's 110-1 on DraftKings. He's also 70-1 on Points Bet. Now, I don't have the same strong feelings that I have about Danny Willett that I did about Sepp. I don't know what it is. I said it on the DFS show. He just kind of feels like a gut play to me. I don't know. Just feels like a gut play. Feels like a guy who wants to close the door on it a little bit. I don't know what the I'm looking at the U.S. Ryder Cup rankings. I don't know what he's probably not close in the European Ryder Cup rankings, if I had to guess. Oh, no, actually he is. That may be why he's here. Now I might like him a little more. Daniel Willett, 14th in the Ryder Cup standings for Team Europe. So very close to kind of getting in the, you know, he's definitely in the conversation, but he's got Ryder Cup experience. That's an interesting take there. I didn't even notice that on the DFS show.
I would love it if he made the European Ryder Cup team. That would be great for us.
Why? He's played the European Ryder Cup.
Danny Willett?
Yeah. He was there when we were there in Paris.
I'm sure he's played.
Yeah.
But I would still love him to be on their team because he sucks. You
think
he
I don't think he sucks, man.
Okay. So that's why.
Yeah. But he is kind of a gut call for me. But you got guys like him who are on that Ryder Cup bubble that I think are interesting. All right. I'll let you go because I don't want to steal one of your guys, but I might come back and hit a couple more here.
Oh, God. What? I mean, I don't even know where we're at here. You've been.
Because you don't pay fucking attention, dude. We're up to 125 to 1. The graphic's been on the screen. I literally named two guys, Straka and Danny Willett. That's it. And you've already lost it because you don't pay any attention.
Where are we starting at? What range are we starting
at? It's on the sheet. It's on the sheet.
It's not on the sheet.
Yes, it is
on the sheet. It's not on my sheet. It's not on the sheet. That's your sheet. That's not my
It's the same sheet you get. God.
All right. Did I miss Stanley at 85 to 1? I like him. I like Lucas Glover at 100 to 1. I think that's a fantastic number for Lucas Glover at 100 to 1. I like Mark Hubbard also at 100 to 1. Chez Reavie at 100 to 1. And then Joel well, no, I can't get to Joel Damon yet. So there you go.
Okay, man. Chez Reavie was the one. I was going to mention Chez Reavie. I knew you liked him.
Yeah.
You definitely didn't. You didn't. I mean, you got somewhere to be. I mean, you gave us nothing on any of those picks. We're only 26 minutes into the show.
Gave you winners. That's what
I
gave
you. Do you have an appointment?
What else do you need? I gave you winners. Those are winners.
It's 10:15 p.m. Do you have to go somewhere? What do we do?
No, I just tell you who the winner is, and you play them. That is what the people want to hear, okay?
Okay. I do like the Chez call. He's 100-1 on DraftKings. He's also plus 335 in the top 20 market, along with Sepp Straka at plus 335. Lebioda, somebody mentioned, I think Nick mentioned Hank Lebioda. He's 125-1. That's the best number you can get on Hank. I do think Hank's pretty confident. Before I bet on a young guy like that, I like to see them in a final group or two and like feel it late on a Sunday. And while he did just finish fifth, he wasn't quite in it really. So I'd like to see that before I bet him outright. But I do think if you can get him in an outright market, I mean, in an each way market, that would be interesting. So there you go. That's the up to 125 guys. All right, Pat. Now, Pat, are you there? Pat? Okay.
Yeah, where are we going
now
with that?
Now we are in long shots over 125 to 1, okay?
Over 125 to 1. I don't really have a lot of these, but you can go first.
No, I'll let you go. You hit all yours. Go ahead, get all yours out of there. That way you can check out and check your text messages or do whatever else you're doing while I'm going.
Okay, well, I got a few here. I like Joel Damon. He is at 140 to 1. I think that's a good number for him. I mentioned we already went over Hank Lebioda, didn't we do that? I like Cameron Champ. I think Cam Champ, he's at 150 to 1. I mentioned him on the DFS show. I think this is a good course for him. We've seen him win twice on tour. He can bomb it all over the place on this course. If, you know, he's kind of like I wouldn't say he's a Bryson light, but he's a guy that, you know, certainly is long off the tee, can take a lot of crazy lines on golf courses.
He might be longer than Bryson.
Maybe he is. I don't know.
Cam Champ can fucking kill it. Yes.
You think he's longer than Bryson, though?
Dude, he is long. Yes. I think he's as long.
I know
as
he's long. I just said
I think
that,
he's
but
as
seen...
long. I think he's as long. He just doesn't get all the hype Bryson gets. I'm telling you. He is. Okay. I've seen it in person. It's unbelievable.
All right. Well, I mean, I trust your word at that, but I'm just saying that I like him this week. Here's another guy, this sneaky long, but just. I can't ever figure out because he sucks sometimes, but he's still one on tour. Dylan Fratelli is at 200 to 1. He's one of the longest guys. You talk about one of the longest guys on tour?
Yeah, he's
that's
long.
Him. What? He had at the PGA, or not PGA, US Open, he was, I think, second or third longest drive
yeah.
recorded in that event.
currently, according to the PGA Tour driving distance stats, which are pretty crappy, honestly, Fratelli's 11th and Cam Champ is 3rd. Bryson leads away at 322 average, Champ's 318, and Fratelli's 310. Also, well, I'm not going to say that. Never mind. Anyway.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
You mentioned a guy last week, man, out of nowhere, and I got to give you props, even though I'm pissed at you right now. But you mentioned you had the Bo Hostler call last week, and I'm surprised. I'm surprised because you literally texted me about him. I don't know if you were drunk texting me. Were you drunk texting me Bo Hostler touts in, like, over the week while you're at Hazeltine? You're Hazeltine playing golf and you're hammered. And you're like,
I just said, how about the Bo Hostler call?
Yeah, but you said it like 3 days in a row. I'm like, yeah, I got it. I see
because
it.
Because you always give me so much shit for Bo Hostler.
But I didn't. I didn't give you anything for Bo. I just said you love Bo Hostler because you love a guy. You love a white male in a large visor. You love that.
I absolutely love that. I would not say that that is true at all. I think that's very offensive towards me. Offensive.
You love a tour big old
That's
visor.
The most offensive thing you've ever said to me.
Stop. You love it. I know you do, but you literally drunk texted me 3 times. I'm like, how did that Bo Hostler call? Like, yeah. Anyway, I can't believe you didn't mention him. You're all over him, and then you just skipped a day here today, and you don't want to talk about him, but he's 160-1 to win. He's been playing good. This is a Nate Lashley weird tournament. If Bryson doesn't win, God knows who will. So Hostler at 160-1 could be a thing. Kevin Chappell at 150-1, playing on a medical exemption, limited starts. He's picking his spots here on the PGA Tour. He's never been a bomber, but he's always been a really good ball striker, and he can close the door in the hunt on the PGA Tour. He's a proven guy. Like, I love it. So I think Kevin Chappell at 150-1 in his limited starts is pretty solid. Uh-oh. Producer Sam sending us a tweet in the middle of the show is never good. Let's see. Apparently, Joel Damon doesn't have his clubs. What's going on here? So you just mentioned Joel as a bet. I don't know. Flight cancellations, all kind of stuff going on. So I don't know what's going on. Producer Sam is trying to give us the latest here on the Tour Junkies podcast. But, oh, you mentioned the Joel Damon play, but I don't play Joel his first event back. That's just a rule of thumb. We know that. Our boy Gino's told us that. When it's his first event somewhere, you don't play Joel. You let him get the alcohol out of his system first, and then you play him. But apparently he's also having flight issues. So I like Kevin Chappell. Yeah, they lost his clubs. That's perfect. Dude, and he's got
no,
that.
Whatever. Come
he's
on,
got
let's,
that three.
Let's make that a narrative.
No, remember he's got that hybrid or three wood or something that he loves that he got on eBay that was a big deal a few months ago. Everybody loved.
It's Monday. I feel like they'll find his clubs.
Maybe, yeah.
Let's
they probably
just wait and
that's
see.
True. That's true. Who else I like? I didn't talk about him on the DFS show, and I'm sure people were probably like, "Wait a minute, what's happening?" But Cam Davis is 160-1. 160-1. On DraftKings, on points bet, he's half. He's 80-1. He's half the odds on points bet. He's 160-1 on DraftKings. Get on your DraftKings app right now if you can bet legally in your state. If you can't, drive across the state lines and do it. 160-1. He's half the number on points bet. He's a long-hitting, lanky Aussie who just, you know, can feast on the par fives. Why would you not take a chance? I don't love the form lately. It's not the Cam that I fell in love with originally, but I think he can bring it back. He's had a week or two off. I just love this course setup for him. I see him taking the Bryson approach here and just F you, I'm Donald Ross. I'm cutting corners. I'm going to do my thing. 160-1 on DraftKings and 5-1 as a top 20. Love that. Finally, my last outright pick is going to be Danny Lee at 200-1. Love me some Danny Lee. No, I don't, actually. I said that. I don't know why I said that. I shouldn't have said that. I don't love Danny Lee, but Danny Lee's been coming around a little bit. He's a proven PGA Tour winner back in 2015, right? Hits it a long way. Coming around a little bit. Danny Lee can get hot. It's a weird tournament. You know, things can get weird. So I like him. He's also 4-1 as a top 20. So there you go. There's that. Other top 20 bets, you got any of those, Pat, or probably not?
No, yeah, not right now. I will later in the week, actually. I might throw some in there for you in the Nut Hut.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, well, let's get to it, man. You got your let 'em hang prediction? Let's get into let 'em hang predictions of the week.
So my let 'em hang prediction is actually going to be that the no name, the guy that you think that just sucks at golf, that won a golf tournament for no reason whatsoever, Nate Lashley, the defending champion of this golf tournament.
He's not defending champion. Bryson's
I'm sorry, champion. 2 years ago, mm-hmm. He is a defending champion. He's just not this year's defending champion.
I mean, he's not defending anymore.
Nate
he's
Lashley finishes in the top 10.
What's the number on that?
12-1.
Okay. Interesting. I like that.
So Nate Lashley, past winner of the event, not defending champion, but past winner of the event, finishes top 10 at 12-1. That's the let him hang play of the week.
That was good there. I like what you did there. Okay, mine's I got a little weird with this one. I teased this on the DFS show. I'm not playing Bryson in DFS. I'm not going to bet him at 7.5-1 because I have balls hanging between my legs. But I did find a way to have a little Bryson exposure. And it's a long shot. It's a long shot. But I'm going to do a little bit of a double. A little bit of a double, Pat. The Irish Open is going on right now across across the pond, as they say. It's at a new course. Or actually, it's actually not a new course, but it's a course they haven't played in a long time. Like Nick Faldo won the thing a long time ago. So relatively new course that nobody really has much of an advantage on. And I'm going to take a combo little double here, and I'm going to parlay Bryson to win the Rocket Mortgage and your boy, young Sam Horsfield, to win the Irish Open.
Oh, wow.
Both of those things happened, that is a 200-1, actually a little over 200-1 hit that you can do on DraftKings. Now, Sam Horsfield's the last two starts finished fifth last week at the BMW there in Germany. Had one bad round on the third round was tough for Sam. But Sam's an aggressive player, hits it a long way, makes a ton of birdies. He's a multiple PGA Tour or European Tour winner. I think he's got some chops. If he can hold off Rory, he's like maybe fourth or fifth in the odds market on the Irish Open for the Irish Open behind Rory and Shane Lowry and Tommy Fleetwood and those guys. So he's definitely a favorite in the Irish Open. He's not the favorite. But it's a double that I kind of like. You know, I kind of like it. Old Sam Horsfield. Now, his residence is now in Orlando, apparently, or around there. But plenty of experience over there on the European Tour. I like that about Sam. So there you go. You like that, Pat?
Mm-hmm.
You like that a little bit?
That's like pretty good. Pretty good.
Can you imagine if that
hit? It's very hard to hit a double bet like that. Yeah, but, yeah, impossible. I mean, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, there are probably a lot better ways you can blow a 200-1. I mean, I'd rather bet like a lot of guys at 200-1, but I think that's an interesting one if you want a little Bryson exposure, and then you just pray the Lord that Horsfield, maybe do a couple Bryson doubles and pair him up with a couple guys. You can do a Bryson Rory double. I think that's like 70-1. That probably won't happen either, but there you go. You know, but what if that did hit, man? I would drunk text you equivalent to your Bo Hostler victory laps if that hit. You would hear from me daily a lot. No, you didn't. I will go find it. All right, we ready to button this up, Pat? Ready for just the tip?
Yeah, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of our favorite segments that we're going to do right here to wrap up the show is just the tip. That's right. We're just going to give you a little tip. Just a little tip to make you a better or better DFS player, or whatever, okay? And what I'm about to give you here is going to help you in both. It's going to help you in all of them. And it is, I am going to, right now, in front of Pat, but he's not paying attention, so I'm just, who knows if he's going to have any rebuttal to this, but I'm going to poke holes in a stat that I hate, and that is proximity stats. That is proximity stats, that is proximity range stats. I'm going to give you reasons why you should avoid those stats because they are noise. They are all noise, and they are bad. They're just very bad. I'm going to jump all over the place. I'm going to try to make this quick, but here it is. First of all, I think one of the number one reasons is conditions. You know, 200 yards in freaking, you know, at Sedgefield Country Club is different than 200 yards at, you know, damn, wherever elevation, you know, Mexico at elevation or wherever they play where there's elevation. It's different. Is it downhill? Is it uphill? Is it downwind? Is it against the wind? Is it firm conditions? You know, is the flag 200 yards away, but the greens are firm as shit, and I'm trying to land this thing? You know, the green's 28 yards deep, and the pin's back in the back left corner, and I'm trying to land this thing 180 because I know it's going to bounce up, and it's, you know, like, don't you, there's so much about the conditions, and the actual number that these guys are shooting for is very different. It's the same reason why, like, sometimes it's easy to get worked up on, you know, you see these guys, like, you know, these guys play different golf courses than we play. Like, we play a lot of soft green courses. These guys play firm conditions. The ball bounces, and then it's going to spin, but it'll bounce. It'll take a big first hop. Pay attention to that, okay? That's something to think about. The second biggest reason is because a lot of times, if you listen and if you read enough press transcripts and you're around this game enough and around really good players, you learn that most of the time they're hitting for the middle of the green. They're not going for these flags tucked 4 yards off the left corner and, you know, six paces on. They're aiming for the fat part of the green and managing their misses, right? They're managing their misses. If the pin's tucked left and there's trouble left and they don't want to be short-sighted left, they aim in the middle. If they overcook it and they overdraw it a little bit and it ends up 6 feet from the pin, congratulations. But that's not what they were trying to do. They didn't execute the shot that they were actually trying to hit. They were just planning that, okay, if I lose this right a little bit, I'm okay. I got green to work with. I can get up and down. If I miss if I aim for the pin and I miss left, I'm dead. I'm in jail. So you don't know where these guys are actually aiming, but most of the time they're aiming in the middle. They're aiming to the fat part of the green, okay? Fat part of the green. Let's talk ranges. I hate this too, ranges. Like, okay, this guy, what's really important here is to hit it well, have good proximity numbers from 150 to 200 yards or 200 to 225. Sample size is one thing, right? How many iron shots do you really think these guys get in a year, in a whole year, from 200 to 225 yards, right? How many do they really get where they're hitting a pro? Not many. I mean, dozens, maybe, you know, maybe 100 at the most, which is not a lot in the game of golf. If you're looking at, you know, last 24 rounds or last 36 rounds, you're not talking about a lot at all. So there's not a very big sample size. And I think the longer you get away from the hole, that the more limited the sample sizes are going to be. And then it's like, what if you're looking at a 150 to 175 range? What if the number was 149? What if the number was 149? And he freaking stuck it to 4 feet. But that doesn't count in the 150 to 175 range. Or what if it's 176 or 180? Or what if it's 180, but he's actually trying to play a 160 shot to account for wind and bounce and downhill and elevation? You don't know, but it doesn't go down as a 160 shot. It goes down as a 180 shot, and it's not in the bucket. So he could be really good in one category and really crappy in another. It's not good. There's a lot of variability, too, in the way they calculate it. The PGA Tour calculates proximity on shots that come within 30 yards of the green's edge. So if the shot comes up, you know, short of that, like let's say, this is weird. Let's say they're hitting into 17 at TPC Sawgrass, the Island Green. The pin is in the front. Okay, they're trying to carry it to the. Let's say they're trying to carry it to the middle, right? But the pin's in the front, and they come up short. Did you know that the ball that comes up short of the what do they call the wood things, the bulkhead? If the ball barely comes up short of the bulkhead in the water, but it's within 30 yards of the edge, the shot link volunteer, who's like 100, is going to shoot the water And well, I get, I'm assuming, but he's going to count it. It counts in their proximity number. They hit it in the freaking water.
So, I don't think that counts in the proximity
number. Yes, it does. I looked it up today. Yes, it does.
No, I'm going to need somebody to confirm.
If it's in the hazard.
I'm going to need somebody outside of you to actually confirm that.
Okay, well, I'll let you do the research on that. But my research today says if it is in the hazard and within 30 yards, the Shotling volunteer will shoot it and it will count. So,
but
big,
30 yards is so far, like you wouldn't even, like that would, that would, that would not help your proximity number. So why would that matter? It makes your proximity numbers worse.
No, no, it doesn't. A big miss like that, so let's say it's outside of 30 yards and you miss
because
it.
Because then you're not picking that player because he's not really checking your box for a proximity number if he's like hitting it out there. That's going to make it worse. It's not going to make it any better.
Wait a second, though. Wait a second. If he misses it by that much, it doesn't count. So that means only the one. So you're taking his big misses and you're not counting them. You're only counting the ones within 30 yards. So if he misses it that bad, it doesn't get counted. You see what I'm saying? Okay, so then
still,
what's left is only the good.
You're
only
not going to have a good proximity number if you don't hit it close to the pin in, you know, in a consistent manner, right? Tell me how you can have a good proximity number, but you hit it 30 yards from the pin all the time. There's no fucking way. There's no way that that would be your fucking, that would actually happen.
I'm not saying all the time, but what I'm saying is yes, if he's way off, if it's more than 30 yards, it actually doesn't go into the pool.
So then you're still going to have a bad proximity number, so nobody's looking at it.
No.
Nobody's looking at it anyway.
No, that's not true. It would be worse if you counted it. If he's 32 yards off and they don't count it, his proximity number is better than it would be if they counted it, because he'd be...
Yeah, but you're still not looking at that guy because you're not seeing...
Well, you don't know. Maybe
numbers, the proximity numbers you're going to look at if it's like consistently closer to the pin. That's what you're looking at proximity for. You're not looking at for it all the variables that you're talking about that could mess up a proximity number. The proximity number you want is somebody who consistently is close to the pin. Because that's going to tell you, okay, over time, they actually hit it close to the pin. It's not that freaking hard to understand.
Joe Kapp said, y'all need to smoke some fucking weed. That's what Joe Kapp said. Pat, you missed everything else that I said, I guess, in the beginning. But this doesn't have to be the longest just the tip in the world. I knew you'd get fired up about this if you paid enough attention. But you missed everything else I said. I'm saying that the proximity stats, I don't care if you look at it over the long term or not, the proximity stat is noise. It is not the best stat to determine who is hitting their irons the best. If you just want to know who's hitting their irons the best, who's hitting it the closest, strokes gained approach is the one and the only stat that's worth looking at because there's not as much noise.
This whole stat argument isn't about which one is better than the other. That's the thing that y'all can't get correct. That's the thing that AC can't get correct.
Oh, dang.
That's the
now
thing
he's calling
all of
other
y'all
people
can't
out.
Get correct. It is not about AC. One stat versus the other. It is about using it when you think you might want to use it for some other reason. It has nothing to do with like I'm like saying it's a better stat than another one. That's fucking asinine.
So when do you want
Nobody's
to use it?
Nobody's saying that. If it's not AC is asinine if he thinks that I'm thinking that strokes gained approach is not better than proximity. Dumbass. I'm not saying that, okay?
Why are you getting so offended? Why are you getting so offended?
Because I think that y'all, this is what you stat people do. Y'all try to use your stats.
People.
You try to say that I'm saying that using proximity is better than using strokes gained approach or better than using opportunities gained. Which is what AC is sitting here doing in the chat. But you know what? I think proximity is a good stat to use. I'm not saying it's better than some other ones, but it's not a terrible stat to use. And AC doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about anyway. Does AC win every week? No, he doesn't. So get the fuck out of here. Did you just win 20 grand, AC? No. Mic drop. See ya. Out. Woo!
Thanks for watching the Tour Junkies podcast. This just got lit. This is going to be fun. The DK TJ After Dark is going to be fantastic. See ya. Oh.